go. Santo. Santo and Blue Demon doing Venus. Before that, we heard the mysterious Tape Man with A Thing from Venus. The Space Hobos with Life on Venus. Television Venus. Man or Astro Man, of course, has got to be Man or Astro Man in all of this mix. Transmissions from Venus. DJ Schmoly mashed together Rammstein and Bananarama with Venus. Unknown Henson started with Venus Bound. We are on the planet Venus. The blue planet. Planet of love. Why is it the planet of love? Because it is also known as the morning star, the evening star. The lovers looking at the sky. They don't want to look at the flat moon. They want to look at beautiful Venus. And that is why it is known as the planet of love. Many children were conceived under the star of Venus. Just saying, it has to happen. How you bums doing? Zombo right here. It is noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? Right here. Traveling through the solar system. I got to be honest with you. I feel very at home. I feel very at home among the stars, among the solar systems. It just seems like space is the place. Somebody should write a song about that. Or some crazy avant-garde jazz piece. But one thing I do have to mention, as I finally got to Mark B., longtime listener, never complained about a damn thing on this show until he heard Gene Marshall's Moon Men and a little story behind Moon Men. I gotta tell you, we need another song here because Santo and Johnny Blue Demon did Venus. Here's Blue Venus by the Stingrays, which is interesting. The Blue Stingrays are actually the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty's Heartbreakers. They were on a break from the band. I'm not making this one up. It is the instrumental guys behind Paul Tom Petty. And in the early 90s, they came out with one album, a surf album called Surf and Burn, which is I wish they would have done more stuff. They still can. I don't know why. Maybe just because there is no real money in surf music. And obviously, I mean, with Tom Petty dead, they probably got a lot of time on their hands. I don't know what they're doing. Not my business. Where was I? I was right over here, and then I moved over there. Now I'm right back here. I know what I gotta tell you. It's all about me being comfortable in other space. What I plan on doing after we're done with the solar system. I'm going to travel into parts unknown in the universe. Visiting different planets and stars. We're going to go deep, deep, deep space. So after we're out of the solar system, we might as well keep going because there's no going back. Going to be visiting places like Planet Claire and the Andromeda Strain and the Abdominal Strain. If you ever had an abdominal strain, you know how painful that can be. So we'll be going deep into space in 2 weeks. Next week, I don't know, we might actually go 3 weeks. I'll have to find out. Wherever this stops, we will journey deeper into space. Because today, I just think it is noon o'clock and we're still on Venus. And I've got a lot of Venus to go. It's big Venus. Yes, I know you have Venus envy. Let me tell you. Do you know that most rocket ship crashes are the leading cause of death for children, 1 to 13? That's right. The fatality rate could be reduced by half if you had the correct child safety seat in your rocket ship. You ever think about that? Getting the correct child seat? That is correct. By visiting saferrocketship.gov, parents and caregivers can find out what is the right rocket seat for your child's age. Be there. Be sure. Brought to you by the National Outer Space Travel Bureau. All right, let's dig back in. I got to play this without any yakking over because I love this band from France called Les Robots. Les Robots. There used to be more robots, but now there's less robots. But I still think there's more robots. So I got to tell you about the Gene Marshall thing. The Moon Men. So that why that song was so terrible is a very, very good explanation. It is, if you ever listen to the show, I play a lot of what is known as MSR music. And that is music that was in the 1960s and 70s in comic books and magazines. There was like pretty unscrupulous studios, mostly in Los Angeles, that said, send us your poems. We'll put them to music with our professional orchestra, and you have the next big hit. You will have the next big hit. And there are thousands of these people. So what they do is you send them a couple hundred dollars. They press about, 20 records. They did as many as 40 songs in one day. They would do 40 songs in a day just with these guys in the studio, just kind of like, okay, this one goes like this. And they like chart out some music. And a guy named Gene Marshall was one of the main singers. And he is known to have like sung like thousands of these ridiculous tunes. And Moon Men is a classic just due to the fact that there is a really funny part of it where they say that they're in isolation and they might have picked up a gem. He read that wrong. He said they might have picked up a germ. So but it was like there was no take two. They just did these things. So that's why the song was so horrible. But it's a good, tasty horrible. It's like the way asphalt smells. Oh yeah, it's kind of a sour, rotten smell, but boy, it feels good. Tastes good. Magic Marker. Worcestershire sauce, those kind of things that just have it's a very pungent music. I'll give you that. Very earthy and very pungent. Let's head back out into outer space. This is Floating in the Space of Venus. This is Les Robots. We are continuing our journey through the solar system. Let's get that Venus. This is a beautiful tune. Yeah. In your brain. RCT. We'll be right back.
glass, sentence overloaded by the great and old. Still wanting you, becoming one with you. My body's laughing, breathing in your grasp. All of my memories are blowing to your past. It's infinity, the more you and me. My body's under the ground, we are unity. Now I'm out there, I would find a little place to live that was so divine. Everything is possible when nobody is just a mind. I thought these people were reality, I'm so true. My body is getting on and this is now where I belong. You broke my eyes, I heard them crash. My fingers vanished right through the glass. Senses overloaded, body gray and old. Still wanting you, become one with you. My body's lifeless, brain your grasp. All of my memories uploaded to your past. It's infinity, there's no more you and me. My body's under the ground, we are unity.
I got it on the mountain top, was burning like a silver flame. The stamina of beauty and love, and Venus was her name. She's got it, yeah baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire. How awful are her crystal eyes, making every man mad. Black as the dark night she was, love what no one else had. Wow! She's got it, yeah baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire. Well, I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
Be careful. She doesn't like to be touched, huh?
Okay, boy.
Then let's return to our girls on the good old earth.
Yes, this is The Girl from Venus by Perry and Kingsley. And I believe Gershon Kering or Gershon Kling, one of those guys, went off to be Hot Butter, who had the big hit Popcorn. There are two French dudes that actually were at the forefront or even the forefront of early synthesizer music in the 60s. And they did some amazing things. Everything from electronics to actually razor cutting magnetic tape and making all kinds of goofy loops. These guys just were really something else. Perry and Kingsley, amazing electronical music pioneers. Before that, the Science Fiction Corporation, an album we got in this studio about a decade ago that I always just loved. It's this outer space album, Science Fiction Corporation. That was Flirtation on Venus. We'll probably have a couple more of their tunes as we travel throughout the rest of the solar system. We're probably not even going to get to Mars today. You know? Sorry. They always say, oh, we're going to get to Mars. It's always some other time. We'll get to Mars some other time. Some other time we'll get to Mars. Not now. We heard the Spiders, one of the most famous Japanese pop groups. They were like the Beatles of Japan from 60 to 71. Most of their stuff was English cover tunes, but they had a couple of their own originals that were obviously big hits in Japan because they were in Japanese. And you know us, it's not in English. Just don't understand it at all. Before that, we heard the Hooded Fang. Hooded Fang, a new band. Let's see here. Oh, that's Girl from Venus. Very pretty. Very pretty. I could play more stuff underneath, but I'm going to wait the bit. I don't want to like waste all these great songs talking. I shouldn't even. You know what? Let's just play this again because I'll be talking over it. What the hell? Yeah. Once again, Perry and Kingsley, Girl from Venus. Before Hooded Fang, which great new record. They're kind of a hard band to harder edged music. But Hooded Fang out of Scotland, I believe, doing a song called Venus. B-52s. 53 miles west of Venus. We'll be visiting the B-52s as we go beyond the solar. So actually, they have a song called Hallucinating Pluto when we get to Pluto. But we'll be getting to planet Claire once we're out of the solar system. So I think it's going to be another 2 weeks because we're not even to Mars yet. And I wouldn't be surprised if the whole show next week is Mars. Because, you know, not a lot of Jupiter, not a lot of Saturn, not a lot of Uranus, not a lot of Pluto. I think, guys, we already got the Earth done. Yeah, so Neptune. And there's a few Neptunes. So I would probably say next week is going to be a whole lot of Mars. Whole lot of Mars next week. We heard Les Robots floating in the space of Venus. And the set started off with the Blue Stingrays, Blue Venus. This is, once again, that thing you're listening to. We're off to... Now, sometimes I get some things I don't know where they're from. The next thing is it's got to be an interesting number. It's called Vampires from Venus. And it's unknown. I don't know the band. Might as well tell you something while we're here. How about a show? Let's see what we got here. What do we got? From Ipanema to the universe. Brazilian music is arguably, and you'll have to argue, number one export from Brazil. Ipanema. And Esther Gilberto croaked. Yeah. Well, 83. Avenida Panita of the World presents Brazilian music, information, and listeners to RCT. Friday at 7 p.m. There you be with that. And let's see here. David Pac-Man Show. That's right. Join David Pac-Man as he plays Pac-Man. He's right. Started as a community radio station called Midweek Politics. I don't even know why they even have that. Because, all it is important right now. I don't need to know that this show is called Midweek Politics in the Basement of WXOJ Studio. Who wrote this promo? You'd think you'd want something exciting, something to tell you something. Oh, the guy started out in the basement. Well, yeah, everybody starts off in the basement. You know, Wright Brothers started off in the basement. You know, they started off in the basement as a bicycle repairman. That's correct. They're a bicycle repair. There goes my bicycle repair. That's what they said when they saw the first flight. Guy goes, there goes my bike repair. That's going to be about 3 or 4 weeks now. Dudes that they're flying around, all crazy-like. It's good to be back on the radio. I did not think we're going to be on the radio. I did not think because the transmitter was down. And, so nice to be back up and around. And up and away. Let's do the one-to-one in Jazz Corner with my buddy Kevin Amos. Everybody loves Kevin Amos. That guy is the soul of this doggone station. Tune in every Sunday from 6 a.m. to noon. That's right. 6 hours. 6 hours. The man, the myth, the legend, the Homewood, the kid from Homewood, Kevin Amos, right here on WRCT. Yeah. Good old Kevin, man. Love Kev. And like I'm saying, 6 hour show. I think he's got the longest show on this station. I don't know how long. I think, how long is Saturday Morning Light Brigade? How long is that show? Is that even on here anymore? Saturday Morning Light Brigade? Saturday Morning Light Brigade, how long is that? That is, doesn't say how long it is. It just say Saturday morning. That's a long show. But Saturday Morning host, Larry Berger, another. See, that's the thing about this station, man. We get the best DJs on this station. Not just because it's my station, but, I mean, you got Larry Berger, you got Kevin Amos, you got the Mockster, you got Sean Watson's, you got Firefly, you got all of these great musical minds right here on this station. If I'm leaving any of them out, you know, I'm just talking about the community members. I care less about the students. But the community members that actually get, Jay Thurber. Oh, man, he'd clobber me if I didn't mention him. Kenny Joe. There's another one. The cornerstone of WRCT. People that have been on this station for decades, or just seems that way. And even older, it's just too bad. The Fear and Whiskey guys, the Amanda guy, the legal guy, Jackson Lurie, him. There's so many, but like I'm saying, there's a good dozen. Really amazing people on the radio here, and that is quite a thing to tout. Let me see if I can. Let's see here, Whiskey Before Breakfast. That's the other one. I'm gonna give you all these guys because they're all gonna get all bent out of shape. You didn't mention me. Well, Whiskey Before Breakfast, that's a good one. Yeah, there's that show. That's Wednesdays at 11 a.m. And then what's the other one? The Courts in Session. That's the other humdinger. Yeah, Courts in Session. Where's that at? Courts in Session. I know Courts in Session's in here somewhere. Let's get into it. Nope. Can't find it. Oh, there it is. There it is. It's Eric Jackson Lurie. So I am just telling you, and I'll be honest with you, most of these DJs, all these DJs on here, we rarely get to see each other, but it's kind of like a brotherhood. Yes, it is. We see each other. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? See you never. So there, that. So I tried to cover as many as possible, but that is just the soul of the station that I had to like give props to. All right, let's get back into outer space. I got a lot of those promos and a lot of that stuff all done. Half hour to go. We're still on Venus and Vampires from Zenus, Zombo in Your Brain, and you can get downloads of all these shows at zomboco.com, ZOMBOCO.com. You can download about at least the last 2 or 3 years of radio free. I have a SoundCloud account. Go to zomboco.com, boom, and you can download all you want because I make it where I can share it with everybody. So you can have these shows. I like to listen to my old show. I like to listen to me. I don't mind me at all. Kind of a kick. And then also Zombo's Deep Archive. That's where I'm playing shows from 14 years ago. Now it's 14 years ago because I'm replaying from 2009. And that is Monday afternoons, 3 to 6. So that's pretty awesome. Where was I? Vampires from Venus. Oh, wait a minute. One more thing. Let me do one more thing. Sarcoma.
Do it. laptop, check and make a clock. 2 million miles away. Stand by for emergency maneuver. Object coming closer with the speed of light. We have 8 more seconds. Change course by 4.6 degrees. Order.
The Electric Cows doing Wild Clam Bake Weekend on Mars. Before that, we heard Boney M. An interesting band, Boney M. They were a Caribbean German disco band. Their big hit, one of their big hits was like Rivers of Babylon and Daddy Cool. And that was Night Flight to Venus. Very fascinating history on that. A Caribbean German disco band. From 70s, 80s. And yeah, there you be with that. We heard the Wizards of Wonder doing Venus Land of Love. That had to be from some kind of like, you know, 1970s porn film. Like Star Virgins or something. That's all. It just sounds like, it sounds like porn music to me. Should do a whole show of porn music. It's very waka waka waka. A lot of that in there. Lords of Acid. Started things off with Venus. And we are not going to be going to Mars today. We are going to finish up on Venus, start Mars next week, and probably this is going to be like 3 weeks. Because I'm going to get through all the stuff to Pluto, then we're going to go beyond the solar system. Way out, way out. That's where the fun is. Way out, way out. Let's see, what do we got here? Last minute thing here. Let's see here. No. Can't make it the space thing. Ray gun crimes hit home. When you go to jail for a ray gun crime, I can't even say ray gun. Great. Never mind. You get the joke. You get the joke right there. Instead of gun, I say ray gun because it's a space show. There. Let's just cut to the chase. There you go. Hardy har har. Now I'm going to play one of my favorite Venus tunes. This is a rocker. This band is legend. This band is legend. And I did not get into them till later on. And I just did not realize how good the Rosillos or the Ravillos, however, whichever band it was, was. But man, this is a killer tune. Destination Venus, Zombo in your brain. Don't forget, Pokemaniacs will be playing at Golden Age Brewery tonight at 7 o'clock in Homestead. That'll be nice. And also, check out ZomboWorld.com. ZomboWorld.com. Where? Zombo. ZomboCo.com. ZomboCo. You can download all these shows for nothing. And my other show, I fell asleep. Brazillo's Destination Venus in your brain. RCT. Yeah. Venus rock? Well, turn it up.
Destination Venus, more than darkness lies between us. 20 million miles of bleakness, human weakness. Holding my receiver, I can feel you coming nearer. Probing through the airways, clearer, clearer, clearer. Destination Venus,
my heart was never slow.
Now I'm going to kick into something really spacey. Tomita. I say a tomita. You say a tomita. We all say a tomita. But you say tomita, I say tomato. Incredible electronic pioneer of music. I say a tomita. One of these guys that just made his own stuff, man. This is Song of Venus by Tomita. Tomata. You say tomita. I say tomato. Thank you. We made it to Venus, and I'd like to welcome all my new members of the Flat Moon Society. We did some songs about the moon, and I did tell you about the big conspiracy theory. They're all debunked. We did land on the moon. The moon is not made out of green cheese, but the moon is flat. Those flat earth people are nuts. Flat moon. A big, like, frisbee type thing. And as it turns and spins, it gets thinner. That's why we can't live on the moon. Just can't. Because we like a tip over of too many people. We gotta balance it just right, and we haven't got that science yet. But let's enjoy the song of Venus. Venus is round. Just to let you know that. So I'm gonna wind down the show, not with this ethereal bit of electronical wizardry from Isao Tomita, but we're gonna take a lover's trip through the universe, or through the solar system. Ah, yes, pretty song. It's very pretty. Very pretty. Just setting us up. Some romantic music. Uh-huh. Song of Venus, Tomita. So right now we're going to give you Astro Romeo. That's how we're going to end today's show. A bit of a loving thing as we travel through the solar system. Continuing, starting with Mars next week. Continuing off in the super deep space, as it's known by scientists as super deep space. Astro Romeo, I Remain in Your Brain, Johnny McRae.
Well, I had a dream just the other night. I was an astronaut on a spaceship flight. I went to all the planets in our galaxy, and I learned about love astronomically. Well, he's an Astro Romeo. That's me, man. An Astro Romeo. I'm a space he-man. He's got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth.
Well, a girl up on Mars is 40 feet tall, but makes you kind of rough if you date her. But on my first trip there, I just solved it all. I said, bring me a ladder, we'll see your leader later. He's an Astro Romeo. That's me, man. An Astro Romeo, I'm a space he-man. Got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth.
Well, all the girls on Venus are really machines with easy instructions to follow. Well, a nickel makes her dance and a dime will make her sing. Can you imagine all the fun I had with one silver dollar? He's an Astro Romeo. That's me, man. Astro Romeo, I'm a space he-man. He's got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth.
Well, a life up on Saturn is created from a pattern, and everything is made without a flaw. They got a girl machine, a boy machine, and riding out there on that ring is where they keep their mother-in-law. Well, he's an Astro Romeo. That's me, man. An Astro Romeo, I'm a space he-man. I got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth. Big spender from the planet Earth. Big spender from the planet Earth. Big spender from the planet Earth.
And of course, as always, I remain in your brain, WRCT, right here in the Pittsburgh. Oh man, Star Trek. How apropos.